This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has recorded a 500,000 COVID-19 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The resource center ticked over the 500,000 mark on Monday afternoon local time. U.S. President Joe Biden will talk about the lives lost to the virus on Monday evening at the White House. That will be followed by a moment of silence and a candle lighting ceremony. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, spoke to CNN on Sunday about the upcoming milestone. He said, quote, people decades from now are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone in the history of this country. To mark the event, the New York Times dedicated prime space on Sunday's front page to a graphic containing nearly 500,000 dots, each representing an individual in the United States who has succumbed to the deadly virus. The United States has long had the highest caseload and death toll in the world. In addition to the deaths, it has recorded more than 28 million cases of COVID-19. Hopkins reported early Monday that there have been more than 111 million global COVID infections and nearly 2.5 million deaths around the world to COVID-19. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Monday said some of the world's wealthiest nations are hampering efforts by his agency and its partners to get vaccines to the world's poorest nations. Tedros took part in a joint virtual news conference along with German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier to talk about the WHO-facilitated international vaccination initiative known as COVAX. It's designed to obtain and equitably distribute COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq's military said at least three rockets hit Baghdad on Monday, including two in the city's fortified green zone, but they caused no casualties. U.S. military officials say initial information suggests the rockets that landed in the green zone came close to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, including one that fell near the Joint Operations Command. The green zone hosts foreign embassies and government buildings and is regularly the target of rocket attacks. A statement from Iraq's military said the rockets caused minor property damage, including damage to four civilian vehicles. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Monday's incident is the third rocket attack in Iraq in little more than a week to target areas hosting U.S. troops or contractors, including one recently that killed a civilian contractor working with the U.S.-led coalition outside Erbil International Airport. Protesters across Myanmar defied warnings from the ruling junta on Monday as they gathered in large numbers for another day of demonstrations against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Workers also staged a general strike that shut down scores of businesses. A message carried Sunday on state television warned protesters that continued rebellion could lead to loss of life. Ahead of Monday's protests, security forces in Yangon placed roadblocks near some foreign embassies. The embassies have become gathering points for protesters calling for foreign intervention. Security forces in Naypyidaw arrested several protesters after chasing them through the streets. Tom Andrews, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, tweeted late on Sunday that he was deeply concerned about the junta's warning. He added to the junta, "You will be held accountable." Three people have been killed as a result of the daily protests across Myanmar since the overthrow of the civilian government February 1st. Pakistan's military said Monday that efforts aimed at moving forward a stalemated peace process in neighboring Afghanistan are, in its words, progressing in a very positive direction. Comments by Pakistan's army spokesman follow last Friday's visit to Pakistan by U.S. Central Command Chief General Kenneth McKenzie. There he discussed with the country's military leadership political reconciliation and peace between Afghan warring parties. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is nearing a decision on whether to pull the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by May the 1st. That would be in line with a February 2020 agreement that his predecessor, Donald Trump, signed with the Afghan Taliban. More on this and other stories are available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.